Gimel Sadi Hayamad Aleph, 5 lines down. Lema Abaya Varaba, the Pukta Durab, Vishmoka Miflagi. So this issue, whether you say Peter Kiryar Vasay, same with her, should be Machlak as Abaya Varaba, also the same way to Machlak as Rab and Shmuel. Dietmar. Sichach Agabi Aksadra. Kishna Batsimim. So you have this open area that has supports, and you make a schach on top of it. Kshera, so that's kosher. Rashi says they're within, they're in love with each other. So there's a wall there. So you have your walls, and you have your schach, and you have a kosher sukkah. However, let's say Ein Lo Psimin does.
This a couple of that.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Sadi Gemel Amid.
Yeah.
You forgot with that.
What?
You'd forgotten with that.
What?
You'd forgotten with that.
I'm confused.
You'd forgotten with that a couple of times
ago. No. So Ein Lo Psimin, Abaya Amar Ksheira, Rav Amar Psula. So Abaya says Ksheira because Amrin Amar Pitikar Yer V'Seisim. Rav Amar Psula Loi Amar Pitikar Yer V'Seisim. Okay. So you see that Abaya says you say Pitikar Yer V'Seisim in a case where it doesn't have these loved walls, it just has. It has some poles in the corners, and Abaya says that's fine. Rabbi says it's no good. So the Chor they're arguing, and the Machlok is a Rav and Shmuel. Lema Abaya k'Rav, v'Rav k'Shmuel. The Mor says no. Aliva the Shmuel k'liyam lo pligi. You're right. That Shmuel, according to the Shmuel Shita, that they don't say Pitikar Yer V'Seisim. So Abaya can't go like Shmuel. You plead to leave with the Rav. However, that what you're saying, that Rova can't go like Rav, that's not so Pasha. Why? How is that? They're arguing in Rav. Abaya k'Rav. Abaya says the simple sheet of Rav, that Pitikar Yer V'Seisim. And so it's kosher. Rova says no. Ad kan lo kamar Rav hosam elo dehani mechitzes lach sadra vidi. That halacha, that Rav says Pitikar V'Seisim, so the Mechitz is referring to the Paris, Rashi points out. They were put there to create the Achsadra. That was Rav's case over there, was to create the Achsadra. And you see, if you say Pitikar V'Seisim on the four sides, Rav's case. You say they were made for the purpose of the Achsadra, so therefore they can say create Pitikar Yer V'Seisim on the Achsadra. Abu Hacha the Hani Mechitzes Lav L'Sukah Avidi Loi. Over here, that they weren't made to be there to be the walls of the Sukkah, and there's a lot of Mechitzes by Sukkah, so that you wouldn't say. It's Yerashi. Sheyesh Lab Simin. If it has psimin, amurim kvoyim b'mechitzer seha pachos megimul. It has poles; each one is loved to the next. So that's fine because they love it. So you have a wall there. Leave the shmul kuliyam alafliyik. Klamer vali kedukamarta. You're right. Abaya k'rav v'leik shmul. Abaya can't go like shmul. The moira abaya. The shmul psula abaya agrees according to shmul. This is possible. The kibun the bachsadra. The Hanach Piyo is Tikra Achsadra Nasu. In the case of Achsadra, where this was made to build this Achsadra that it was there for, Vilahachi Oster Betiltel Shabbos. You can't carry there on Shabbos. You don't say it's considered enclosed. That this Achsadra was built that should have something that should have walls around it on the bottom. So the outer beams were there to be built as part of the chasadra. And it doesn't work. They weren't made to be this, for the, there for the stock, so they won't work. Completely with the Rav. And that was you suggesting the Rav can't go like Rav. That's not true. The Rav and Nami can Rav. Am Rav and Milsei. Rav can agree to Rav. Rav allows it for Shabbos. But the Hani Makita is Pirish, which means Oysen Hakaris and Asunim Al Arba Mudim. You know, Pitikra. They were put there to build Achsadra. So they are the Pitikra of the Achsadra, and they enclose the Achsadra for Hilchos Shabbos. But over here, Lava Sukkah, the Shem Sukkah, they weren't put there to be the enclosure for the purpose of Hilchos Sukkah. There's no requirement of making the walls of the Sukkah Lishma. So if you're arguing, you have a Hilchos Shabbos, so this is considered that there's walls there. So there's walls there. There's walls there. So why doesn't it work for Sukkah? Tivitim, you need a Mechitzah Lishma, and I hear, but you don't need a Mechitzah Lishma. Even so, Kuli Hai Mia Loi Mechilin. But to go use it for the purpose of Sukkah, something which is not really there, and it wasn't built to be there, Shrova says that's not a proper way to build a sukkah.
I thought Pitikra your Nisosim was a Dorais Halacha Moshe Sinai. Is that not the case?
Yeah, it is. Let's assume that it is. Rashi holds that it is. It goes into the Kurasim Machitza.
So the Lashon seems a bit strange to me. I mean, it says, you know, Kuli Hai Lo Mechilina. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like it's a derabana. No, you know, we're not going to go that far. I mean, if on a derisa level, is this sukkah kosher?
Pasha Rabba's saying no. Rabba's saying it's mistabra that's not what the term meant. It's not what the term meant. It meant to build the sukkah.
Good morning, Jonathan.
That's what he means. Okay, so Behuda said, these walls fell down for the Shabbos, they remain mutter the rest of Shabbos. Rishi said, it's mutter for this Shabbos, it's mutter for next Shabbos, it's not mutter for next Shabbos, it's not mutter for this Shabbos. So what does he hold? Rishi removed Armi Borlu, Rishi lesser or lahatzer. Rishi saying, the same way next week is Osir, this week is Osir. It fell down, the walls fell down, the chatzar was nifritz to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. So that's it. You can't care anymore. What are you saying? You're saying that since it was there once upon a time, it remains mutter, so it should be with the next Shabbos. What does he mean? So Amar Rosh Hashanah is lesser. He means Asur, Bechen Amar Birchen, and lesser. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amar Birchen, Kishem Shasurim, Lost Avoy. So we're basically saying that mechitzas, you can't, no mechitzas, no mechitzas. Itmar, Ruchia, he has here, now the Baskir says Ruchia Bar Ashi Omer Rav. Okay. Omer Halachak Shabiyosi. So once it's usher, once it falls down, it's usher. Shmuel Amar Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda that it remains a mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Furthermore, Kasher. Miyamar Shmuel says that Rabbi Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda, really? What's an on? Amar Yehuda, the Medam Amar Mordim, going back to Halacha, you have to inform the person you're making an error for them. Is because you don't know which direction he wants, so it's only going to work if you inform him. He only stands to benefit. So you can do it even though you did not inform him. minchaben shela befanav. You can do something which is beneficial for him without his prior knowledge, which is a rubik hetzeris. But rubik truman, which potentially is negative, you have to inform him. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. You pass like Rabbi Yehuda. V'loy oid, Shmuel says for Yehuda. Ela komakam shashana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin, halacha k'moisoy. You pass like Rabbi Yehuda by every case of Erevin, wherever he presents his sheet. V'amalei Rav Chana bagdatoa l'Rav Yehuda. So Rav Chana asked Rav Yehuda, "Armer Shmuel, if you're b'mavi, shenit lo karoisa yarlecha yavar mishnah. Armalei be'erivin amarti lecha b'lo b'mechitzis. Issues which are nishra b'ruvi chatzeris. That's where Shmuel said he passed like Rav Yehuda. It's over here is an issue of mechitza that's lacking the walls. We don't pass him like Rav Yehuda. So we said explicitly that Shmuel sheet is." You don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda or Mishnah. And here we have Shmuel saying we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Onan, so Rav Onan said, L'didim efarshile minod Shmuel. I heard this directly from Shmuel. Kan shen ifritz of the Carmelis, kan shen ifritz of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. In the case where Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha by Carmelis and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And he's saying in the case where it's nifritz of Carmelis, well, it'll be remain mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Because there wasn't mechitza there, and even if he would carry now, it's only derabanan, so Chazal were leaving, he said, it was hutter beginning of Shabbos, remains hutter for the rest of Shabbos. Case where it's nifras to Shasarabim, that's not, we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Zakrashi, v'medem amorim, the tzarech lahudiyah, you have to inform the person when you make the Erev for him is by Eruvei Tchumen. Perkalon, it's a Gemara before, and it's a Mishnah before in Perkalon. But Eruvei Chetzeris, Lailam Huschus Lahan, it's always beneficial. Eruvei Tchumen, Pamim Shulchai, Vishma Psidin, the Ruach Shekinegda. You gain, but you also lose. Nivshel Lakarma, Shari Tribu Yehuda. He's saying in case of its parlance to a Carmelist, Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. Inami also lafuke lebar, lavi sur the rice ego. Now, even if Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, so the status of the chotzer is not a rishus of rabbin. The status of the chotzer is it's a rishus of yachid. It has three walls, which like almost all rishonim except for the Rambam. That's a rishus of yachid the rice. Missing its fourth wall, so Chazal didn't want you to carry in there otherwise. So a person would carry from there to the Rosh Hashanah, it's a chi of the Raisa. So we're lenient when there's machitzas on the fourth side. We're not lenient when there's no machitzas on the fourth side, Shmuel says. In the case where from there to a Carmelist, even if you would carry, would not be problematic, so they would make them. So the Mishnah, Habayna Aliyah Agabi Shnei Batim. So a person builds a second floor on the top of two, you know, supported by two homes across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So the second floor acts as the bridge across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. V'chein gishorim hamufulashim. Similarly, if you have bridges and you have a road beneath it, and they're open on both sides and there's a road going underneath, so Mataltan Tachtayan Bishabas Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you say Pitikri Rebbeisim on two sides, and you this area underneath is Mutar to carry, even though it's a Milvishas Rabbi. The Chamim Oisim, the Chamim say no. Voidam Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arvin the Mavi Hamafulish, the Chamim Oisim. You have a Mavi which is open on both ends, you can make you're allowed to make your shetufim a voice with put a lechi there and everything is fine. Or put two lechayim there, one on each end, and it's fine. Chum say no. It's a grashi. A guy mishnei batim, a heim mishnei tzidim shesu rabim. Talton Tachas Aliyah, the Pirtikar Mikan and Mikan Yer Vesvesim. So the two edges of the house will come down and be Soysim. Think shorter Mahmufaloshim, Shesha Machitzas Milamata, Bishneat Sodom. So there's walls on two sides. Let's say an archway, whatever it is, and we're walking through, so there's walls on two sides, and the two ends are open. Marvin the Mavi Mafulish, Hoelva Ikashte Machitzas. Summer Rabbah. Loit Tema. I know time at the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum the Kasavra Beis Mechitzes the Raisa. It's not, don't understand Rabbi Yehuda's halacha and saying, listen, you have two walls, so Miraisa, two walls is enough to be matter, which is a rabbi. Ela Mishum the Kasavra Pitikur Yerba Saisa. The reason why it's mutter is because of Pitikur Yerba Saisa. So Esa Yabai. So Bai asked the question. We had a quote before from Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said, "Yes, Rakhi and Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnei Yesh Lo Shnei Batim. Mishnei Tzidim Shesur Rabbim. Ois Alechi Mikan, Balechi Mikan. Oy Kara Mikan, Vakara Mikan. Benoisim, Benoisim, Be'emsim. So over there, there's no particular ever Soisim. So what's the heter? Because the two walls is enough to meet Mikra and Timat Shesur Rabbim." So they just require mirabon and require there should be a lechi on either end or a kara on either end. But miraraisa, so two machitzes is enough. So Amroi, Chama said back, you can't do this, and this is Rishas Rabin still. Rihuda is not bothered by that because it's not Rishas Rabin. But you see, Rihuda Shita is two machitzes is the rice. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, Mehahi in, Meha lekala mishma mino. And I'm not saying that's not Rabbi Yehuda Shita, I agree with you, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What I meant to say was you cannot derive Rabbi Yehuda Shita from our Mishnah, because you could understand our Mishnah based on Pitikri Yerbasoisi. Not that you should, that you could. So, but you're right. From that other Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Shtei Mechitzes is the right. Okay. Zot. Amar Rav Ashi, Mastisa Nami Deka. I can derive this from the Mishnah. Midiktoni Ba'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Reish is because of Pitikur B'Soysim. I know the Tony Boy. That's why we need the furthermore case of the case of the Mavi, where there's no Pitikur B'Soysim. There, the Yapti Matar Alts to Machitzas. So if you tell me the ratio is ultimately particular episodes, I understand what you need the saver for. Al Yamr Mishum the Kosovar, Shemachitz is the rice, so my void. If the Pshat and the ratio is ultimately is the rice, so what's the case of Movi adding? You already said that. Shema Mino. The Grashi, the rice, Locha Moshe Mesinai. Kemin and Perikama, Shirin, Chatzitza, and Mechitza, Zalach, and Moshe Messinai. See, he holds Zalach, and Moshe Messinai, the two walls is enough. Rayeshkan, Bez, and Mechitza, Mishnei Abad. That's not the Pshat. No. The La Mishum, Pitikra, Loi Havi Shori. He agrees you need four sides or three sides, but you have it because of Pitikra. Yes, sir, okay. Reish of the Bryce, the beginning of that this Bryce says, Echad Chalon Shebein Shnei Batim, Echad Chalon Shebein Shechad Tzeros, Ukshorim, Unafoshes, Urushas Rabim Hamakura, Metaltin Tatein Bishabis, Dear Rebbe Yehuda. She let her carry under these things on Shabbos. Foshes is the oil you make over a kever of a mace. So yes, okay. Number of Yehuda, the filler which is Ram and Gemurah, vein sham tikra lemeimer yard v'saisim. Shari b'shnei mechitzas shal shnei tzidim shesurah. He says, furthermore, even though there's nothing on top, which the case is until now, there was. It's still mutter because two mechitzas is the rice. So Rab said back, mihahi in, yes. Mutter is the mishnah. You can truly derive the shnei mechitzas is the rice according to Yehuda. You can't learn out from our Mishnah because over here the reason is because of Pitikru. This is Nami Deka. This letter Bihuda Shte Machitza is the rice. Because Iyam Rabbi Shlomo. So the way I touched you in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, if the reish was out, two mechitzas the reish, so we need to save him for it. So Shlomo know that the reish is not because of two mechitzas the reish, it's because of Pitikri Arbisos. That's Rashi's second pshat. Rashi's first pshat is that we're going to prove from the Mishnah that the reason of the reish is because of Shlomo mechitzas. Because here Mishnah, the time of the Behuda, Bikam Aisu. Mishum the Shem Chitzes the Raisa Hanat HaKarim V'Oid Zu. What's V'Oid Zu mean? The Mash V'Oid Zu Avagav the Leka Pitikra Matri Bihura Mishum High Time. And a similar case where we're matter it is also, so as they're saying, if it's, the point is similarity, so then we're focusing on it's the same type of reason. So you see, the ratio also is because of two mechitzas is the rice. Eli Yamr, timer, the kemaisa mishum pitikra. Maiva oit? Havomi laka pitikra. That's the first shot in Rashi. Lashon Acher. And he's an amidaika kiraba, the time of the kemaisa mishum pitikra. Vahagasinan, Iyam Rabishlai, Mot, timer, the Rabihuda, the kemaisa mishum, the kemaisa pitikra, Yarbisayasim. Ubas Rashi Mishum Shtei Mechitzes Hanatani Boyd Zumat Rabbi Yehuda. To say now in the case where there's Pitikru, even in case there's no Pitikru, there's a new actor. Zumat Rabbi Yehuda, but we got the lack of Pitikru Mishum Shtei Mechitzes. So Yamr Kamaisa Nami Mishum Shtei Mechitzes. My Boyd he Boyd he Upshita the Marvin. If that's Shat Lerashi, so what's the Chiddush of the Sefer? Reason Shemati. My Messiah from my rebellion was for the first way. Some people have a gears like the second version. When we start breaking with Messiah, I think that they're correct. So the Mishnah. Hamoitzei tefillin. So we're pretty much finished with building mechitzas, aru mechitzeris, etc. Deal with some cases hoitzo and hachnoso, and from there we're going to move on to Yisurim Darbonon, which is our matter in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay.
What?
He served the Rabbanan and Shab Shusin, which was our matzah in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to tefillin, machlis and zug.
So
I said he served the Rabbanan.
No, from what? Which?
We're going to move on from the case of Moshe Tefillin, which is Hotzor and Hachnoso. We're going to move it to other on the cases which was our matzah the Rabbanan in the Beis Hamikdash. Hamoitzei tefillin, machlis and zug. A person's out in the field and he finds a pair of tefillin. also, he puts a pair of tefillin on, and he brings them in. So they're out in the field, it's not the derech bizoyin, so you don't leave them there. You put them on, and you bring them in. You can wear two pairs at a time. When is it halacha? But yeshanas, ones which are clear from their usage, etc., that they are really tefillin, as opposed to avo chadashas potter. Chadashas, there sometimes were kameyas, which were written in the shape of tefillin, but they don't have this hat. Matzaon sevasim. So it means there's a whole bundle of them together. Akrichas, different shapes of how they were found, bound together. So you're not going to have enough time to bring them all in. So you stay there with them. So the derech covered of being there to be shermer them. And then after Shabbos is over, you bring them in. Ubasakana. In a time where it was not safe to stay there. So mechasan b'halakla, you just cover them if there's something available to cover them, and that's it. So you can't bring them all in, it's not going to happen. To stay there is not safe. You cover them, and that's it. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, noistan l'chaveroi, l'chavero l'chaveroi, asher megia l'chatzar achitzen. So, if there's multiple people, so they make a chain of passing it to each other, each person walking less than Dalai Lama's. Similarly, in a case where Rashi says the case was that the a child was born out in the field, you need to bring him into shelter. So, you can do this process of passing one to the next, even if you're taking it beyond the tchum where the item started. You may not take the chavis beyond the tchum of the owner, so you can't do that. Feel in the safe place where they're going to be damaged. You bring it back into the city, into the house. Put a pair on and bring it in. Like you wear them during the weekdays. He goes back. Zug, actually, brings a second pair, third pair, etc., until he brings them all in. Milsa Shnaim Shnaim, Zug Berosh, Zug Bezroya. Gemara, boy, time am I Ninhu. What's this machlok? Is whether one or two. Bishana Shaniker Hakesher Ha'osi Kimin Shakai. You can tell from the cash of the way it's put on that with Hashem's name of Shakai, the Vali Tefillin Hain, it's definitely Tefillin. V'yesh ben Kedusha v'asal anichim mebizoy. If it has a Kedusha of Tefillin, and you can't leave it there. However, Alva Chadoshes, Potter Melach Nisan, Dilma Kameya Hain, Ba'alma, Ve'en ben Kedusha al benasin kilchosim. Don't look at the Kedusha when they're made with all of the lochas of tefillin. V'hainu lishmon, v'hol mechalinen shabbato alayu. So you're not going to be lenient on Shabbos to bring them in.
The difference between new and non-new make a difference between whether it was written lishmon or not. It seems to be an objective feature of the
what Rashi is learning is Yishalas means they were used, you can tell they've been used as tefillin. But the way Rashi actually says you can tell is by the kasher. So the point isn't really new or old. The point is, have they been used before as tefillin or not? If you can tell it's been used as tefillin from the indicators, then you would bring it in. If not, you assume that maybe there's a reason why it's out there, whatever it is. You don't have to worry about it. Savasim Ksharim Harbi Tfilin Chol Kesher. They're tied together, units of Tfilin. Gemara Mefarish my Tzvasim and my Krichus. So Krichus is they're bound together, Tzvasim is they're tied together. What's exactly the difference? Mashach Alayin Yantim Nacha Techshach B'Yeshu Shom B'Yishmarim. You wait till dark, you stay there, and then to act as a guard. Once it comes dark ready, you bring them all together. The Gemara says, why don't you at least start the process? It's not safe. Nobody's carrying more than dollar amps. Or nobody's carrying 4 amps. The first safe place that you get to, you have to stop. She gave birth to the child in Shabbos. Fine. He said, by a barrel also. He said, Losalazuber, Yasimragli Baldao, Enon Yacharalon, Archika, Mitchum, Shvisis, Bailim, a column of Fimash, Irvu, Habailim. So you'll have to take it based on where the Bailim is about to go. His original Tchum, his Irvu, Tchum, etc. Tosis points out that really, this whole parak really doesn't belong in the Setu Zehirvin. It should belong in the Setu Shabbos. He says the reason why I was here is because in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is involved in issues of tum. You know, how far you're allowed to go with those tums, so that's why it ended up, this Mishnah ended up here, therefore and everything else followed suit. That's the first Tosis in the parak. There's another example that later on the Mishnah is also talking about something which is relevant to Mesantas Erevin. But otherwise, don't expect any other. Well, we've been used to an Erevin in the parak. Basically, it's Hilchos Yitzchak, because our Mekel Hilchos Yitzchak for the purposes of covered mitzvah, etc. And then they were matters of things in the Beis Hamikdash, Shusim in the Beis Hamikdash. Again, it's not really Erevinic. I know you'll miss it very much, but Zakt Gemara. Zug echad in tzveiloi. So you're allowed to wear one pair at a time. Leima tanan stoma delikri meir. Because it's not like your meir. Dikir meir. Omer loibish komashi yochol loibish. Waitiv komashi yochol letiv. Your meir says by the case of a person saving from a fire. So Chazal did not allow the person to carry from one chatzar, which is moriv, to the next chatzah, which is not moriv with it. But you're allowed to put on clothing and carry a set of clothing there, on take them off and come back.
What?
So the Tanakhama says you're allowed to put on one set of clothing. But every single pitch of the whole set of clothing, which is 20 different kalim that they used to wear. Go there, divest yourself from them, come back and take some more. Rameer says, no, you can put on 5 jackets and 10 pants and whatever you want. As long as it's clothing, you can layer up as much as you want. The Tan, the Sham, to this, Chatzar Shena Merevis. So you're allowed to, Moitzi Komashi, call Kli Tashmishoi, Lebish Komashi Yachal Lilbosh, Vaitiv Komashi Yachal Latoif. You put on as much as you can. Okay. Vahistama mimaider mayor. Who said that's the mayor sheet? The Tony Allah, because the Bryson says, Loibish and Moitzi, Upashit, Velaiba Shamatsi, Upashit, the Vilkal Yom Kuloi, Dibri Remeir. So over here, why don't we say that you're allowed to put on multiple pairs of a Rava, a Philotamid Remeir? Hasam Derek Mabusha Kichol Shavi Rabbot. Since you're wearing it in the normal fashion, the person sometimes puts on multiple layers. Therefore, they made it like a weekday that you're allowed to do it. V'achadarech mabushik k'chol shemir rabbanon. Hazan lebechom kama the boy lobish l'nyinot tzolanam yishar le rabbanon. Person might wear multiple layers. So Chazal were made to mak for all the purposes they're mat. That's because that's he doing the weekdays. The worst again involved in mitzvah is kavana. Why you only wear one pair? The issue of Baal Tosef. So Rashi, Lovish Kamashi Yechol Lubosh, looking at Solus like it's an unpaired Kokis Vikernish. Hashem Abaytzi. The chatzur smucha looked like it to that chatzur. Hazam the koi b'sharma bushin. It's referring to regular clothing. Come the boy lovish b'chol. You can wear as many as you want. Fine. Zugecharin. Except Shabbos is man tefillin. The boy is going to say the next piece of Gemara. He holds that Shabbos is the time of tefillin. Shemachi shari. B'labat zolanami imbo l'anir tefillin meniach. So if this is the normal way you wear, you have to wear what you have to normally wear. You can't wear multiple because then you become a Baal Tosef, potentially a Baal Tosef, as we'll see tomorrow.